What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
Let's start right there, Bill. You set it up perfect, so I'll just ask you, buy or sell simply. These moves will help keep Giannis in Milwaukee.
Okay, by the way, I think Brook Lopez signed a deal with the Clippers yesterday. Okay, will this move keep Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee? I'm going to buy it.
Buy.
With some explanation. Miles Turner's a really nice addition. He's a nice player. He's a good player. It's a bold move by John Horst. By the way, the Pacers have been historically cheap over the course of that organization. We don't know the details of Miles Turner. Maybe he just didn't want to be a Pacer anymore. Maybe he wanted to go play with Giannis. Maybe the Pacers didn't cough up the money. We don't know. This is a financial commitment, a big one, by the Bucks. Not just signing Miles Turner, but being willing to basically eat the Damian Lillard money and then stretch it out over the years. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day becomes Happy Damian Lillard Day for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. So, okay, cool. I bought that Giannis would stay. I will say this, Ryan. I think he stays now. I think he's not traded in the offseason. I think he's there for the moment. And the East is wide open. It could work. But if Miles Turner is just okay, and he's been... Look, the Pacers were good last year, were great last year because they were deep. And Miles Turner was excellent because he didn't have to be outstanding. There's still not a lot of depth, I would argue, in Milwaukee. So let's say that if the Bucks are the 3 or the 4 seed come February 1st as the trade deadline approaches, I think all's well in Milwaukee. And that's possible. But let me just read you an order of NBA standings that I think could happen, where I think Giannis could ask for a trade at the trade deadline. And I like it. I like what John Horst, the GM, has done. I know John really well. I think he's a smart guy. I think it's a good move. I think he played his hand really effectively. But let's just say the Cavs are 1. I think that's reasonable. And the Knicks are 2, and I think that's reasonable. And the Pistons are 3, and I think the Pistons are going to be good. I love what the Magic did with Desmond Bane. Let's say there are 4. Now, I don't think Atlanta's going to be very good, the Hawks, but some other people do. Let's say Atlanta's 5. All of a sudden, the Pacers, the Celtics, now Pacers with no Miles Turner, no Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, the Celtics, the Bucks, and the Sixers are 4 teams that are basically battling for that final playoff spot. If Milwaukee's not one of them, and I grant you Milwaukee could be better than the teams I mentioned, but if you wake up and you're the 8 seed or the 9 seed, and you're 4 games under 500, and you're Giannis, you could still leave. Do you like it? First reaction, because I want you to answer. I'll just say this as I'm processing this. I think it's the right move. Miles Turner is not Cam Johnson. He's not a superstar. He's not a potential superstar. He's a really good player.
I'll ask you a caveat to the question you just asked me to answer it.
Okay.
I guess I'll answer two ways. Do I like it in the sense of the Bucks trying to win a championship?
Sell.
Right. Do I like it, though, if your number one goal, if you're Milwaukee, is we just want to keep Giannis here the entire time, and if we win another one, great. If not, no problem. But our number one goal is not winning a title, but our number one goal is keeping Giannis in Milwaukee for his entire career.
Bye.
I think some franchises do operate that way, and I'm okay with that.
Does it keep him there for his entire career?
No, I'm not saying this. No, I'm saying Milwaukee, if Milwaukee's doing this with the intention more than winning to keep Giannis happy in here, I don't think it's winning them a title. I think it helps keep him here in the short term. I don't hate the idea, like I'm saying, if their motivation is more, forget winning, we're going to do whatever it takes to try to make Giannis happy. I don't hate it.
So he's 29, Miles Turner. Look, really good year last year. I'm going to round up. 16-7, shot 48% from the field. He's a big man, right? Made almost 40% of his threes. I mean, shot basically from 3 what Anthony Edwards did. I like it. I like it. It's a good move. There's not a lot of moves you can make. There's not a lot out there. The Damian Lillard... Here's what I'll say. If you can't win with Lillard and Giannis, can you win with Giannis and Miles Turner and Bobby Portis Jr.?
And that's the thing. It's like, if you are truly trying to win a title... I don't know how, like, seeing these moves, would you rather go down this path that the Bucks are going down? Waving Lillard, bringing Miles Turner, bringing back Bobby Portis, or would you rather say, you know what, let's just blow it up?
I mean, the thing is, and I think somebody said this yesterday on the show, right? I think Joe Vard made this point. Yeah. if Sam Presti calls and offers you Jalen Williams and a bunch of picks, but if you're Sam Presti, why? You don't need to go get Giannis. And the Rockets are no longer... I think the team that makes the biggest offer, if Giannis were traded, which I don't think he is anymore, that's the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they kind of like having Stephon Castle and having these young... I don't think they're going to offer up any of the guys that they've drafted the last couple years. So what's the return?
Very fair.
I mean, the Bucks might have done a good job waiting out the market a little bit.
All right, he can't offer you anything, so like, there's nothing there worth taking.
The Knicks can. I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns. Imagine Karl-Anthony Towns and Miles Turner just playing together. Winning
two centers
games.
That will not go inside the three-point line.
Right.
Chucking up threes.
I like the move. It's going to be celebrated. People are going to be, rightfully so, people are going to say, oh, they're going to exclaim, oh, Giannis is going to stay. This feels a little bit like 2 a.m. in Vegas, where that last bottle of vodka is a good idea, but what's it going to feel like when everybody wakes up Monday morning on November 15th and we're, a month into the NBA season? I don't know.
I
feel like
analogy.
A bad decision. Thank you.
Seems great. Great in the moment. Who cares about tomorrow?
Bringing my Vegas experiences to bear on the show. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't think that was you. That was just, someone else that would make those decisions.
Fair.
Yeah, shots, 2 a.m., bring them. Come on, we're having a great time. Why stop the party?
I'm going to give you a statement. You tell me if you think it's true. I don't have many skills. That's not the statement I'm looking for, but you can buy that if you want to. I put myself up for that one. But I don't get hungover. I don't get hungover. And I used to think it was a good thing. But now I think it's a bad thing. Buy or sell, you agree not being hungover is a bad thing.
Sell.
Why is that a bad thing?
I got to lose a couple pounds. I don't get punished for it. It doesn't matter what I drink.
Come on.
I wake up on 4 hours sleep just ready to go.
That's a true superpower.
I don't get hungover.
I'm not like invisible, right? You play the whole game. I would love to fly, whatever superpower. That is a true superpower that I think a lot of people would love to have, and and here you are trying to give it away.
Little fun story that part of the reason I succeeded at Fox Sports 1 when I was there is they did this athletes only thing where like it was all athletes. And I liked all those guys, Donovan McNabb and Randy Moss and Gary Payton and Andy Roddick and Ephraim Salaam and whoever I'm forgetting, a bunch of them. And then they realized pretty quickly, we better have somebody on who can talk. I mean, no offense to those guys, but someone who's like a media person. And so they brought me in as the first non-athlete person. And it became very clear very quickly that those guys didn't want me there. And the way that I won them over is I took them all out drinking and just drank them under the table. So it was like a big professional, that's my little humble brag. I just don't get hungover. I just don't.
That's
but now
incredible.
It's catching up to me.
That's incredible. Yeah,
it's
don't
though.
Keep that, okay?
Keep it
that. The headaches.
Well, I'm keeping the pounds.
I'd rather have the pounds and lose the headaches than the other way around.
I don't know,
that's
man.
For sure.
I don't know, man.
You can control. Just go on the treadmill once a day. Easy.
I play tennis every day.
Yeah, then you're living the best life.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Fat life.
So the Bucks seemingly are going all in here on this year and bringing Miles Turner. How about a team you just mentioned? The Hawks.
Okay.
They made some big splashes this offseason. They traded for Kristaps Porzingis last week. Yesterday, traded for a former Wolves guard, N'Keal Walker-Alexander.
Good player.
And your guy, how about this? ESPN's Tim Bontemps.
Timmy
B.
Bontemps.
Said this morning. The Hawks are a top four team in the East, and they are better right now than the Celtics and Bucks. This is before the big Bucks trades are made and moves. Buy or sell, the Hawks right now are a better team than the Boston Celtics.
Am I including the fact Tatum's not going to play for a while?
Yes.
Bye.
Reluctant
bye.
Would you agree with the top four seed? I know you just did, I guess, if you had to revisit your rankings you did 1 minute ago. You have no regrets putting the Hawks 5. You wouldn't move them up at all.
I'm looking at it right now. Oh, dude, I think the Pistons and the Magic are going to be... I put the Hawks, 5. I think the Pistons and the Magic are going to be really good. The thing is, I have it going Cavs, Knicks, Pistons, Magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year we get a team wrong and we miss a team. By the way, I know I shouldn't even believe in this, but what if the Sixers are good next year? What if Embiid's healthy and Paul George? Yeah,
gives a podcast.
I don't even believe it.
Oh, podcast pay. What a guy. Hey, he's a team first guy. He did give the podcast for an hour.
Podcast P. Oh, my gosh.
So some teams, Bill, are making some moves now. The Lakers are prioritizing the future, as it's been reported yesterday. The Lakers' focus is on the 2027 free agent class, meaning that LeBron's demands of building a title winner for the season ostensibly will not be met. Now, LA is prioritizing short 1 to 2 year contracts that maintain ultimate flexibility ahead of that big offseason they have circled now 2 years from now. Buy or sell, you agree with this approach by the Lakers?
Buy. I think it's the right. You and I had this conversation. When they traded for Luka Doncic, it was a godsend. It was a gift that fell into their lap that scrambled their plans, but in a good way. My belief, and I know people in the Lakers organization, so this is an educated perspective. My belief is the Lakers just said, okay, however long LeBron's here, if we win, great gravy. The real process of victory and excellence begins once LeBron James goes away. You're not going to win a championship with LeBron James and Luka Doncic because big twos don't work, and LeBron is going to be 41 years old, and that $52.6 million option that he opted into handcuffs him in a serious way. So you just ride this out. They gave away 2 years to Kobe Bryant at the end of his career. That's part of what they do as well. Next year, when LeBron doesn't have the option to be a Laker, unless he wants to come back for $8 million, he won't be a Laker, and they will build around Luka, and it will work. And by the way, keep an eye on Nikola Jokic being in L.A. 2 years from now if things don't go well in Denver.
That is definitely a possibility for sure. How about this? It was reported over the weekend and confirmed by South Carolina AD Jeremiah Donati that the Knicks have contacted head coach Dawn Staley about their head coaching vacancy. Now, Staley's won 3 national titles with the Gamecocks, did coach Team USA to the 2020 gold medal, and her 8-12 winning percentage is better than John Wooden's, Coach K's, and Jay Wright's. Now, The Athletic this morning is reporting that while the Knicks are very impressed with Dawn Staley's interview, she, at least at this moment, is not viewed as a finalist for the job. Buy or sell, the Knicks should seriously consider hiring South Carolina's Dawn Staley as their next head coach.
I mean, buy. Yeah.
Buy.
So here's what I will say. I think it's very difficult to evaluate head coaches and head coaching candidates who have not coached in the NBA. I remember when Brad Stevens got the job in Boston, I had a big-time NBA coach call me. I mean, I know these guys, and I call them, but it's – I mean, the honest thing is when I was working at CBS all those yesterday when I was at CBS, I had to call those guys, and I had to track them down. I'd call 5 times. This guy called me to tell me Brad Stevens wasn't going to work out. And obviously that guy was wrong. This is a big-time head coach because that leap is really difficult and it's hard to gauge. I don't know how to gauge Staley. I don't know how to gauge Coach K. Well, Coach K's on the Olympics, so he's working with NBA players. I don't know how to gauge Jay Wright. But I do think that if you're going to take some risks and make leaps with people that haven't been NBA coaches or assistants, sure, she's obviously very, very talented.
So in the WNBA, All-Star voting was revealed this week, and to no surprise, Caitlin Clark set a record by garnering the most fan votes in WNBA All-Star voting history, which helped her now become a captain for this event. But when it came to the player voting, she finished 9th among guards, even finishing behind her Fever teammate, Kelsey Mitchell. Buy or sell, voting Caitlin Clark as the 9th best guard of the WNBA is more disrespectful than the cheap shots she's received.
Oh, man. It certainly explains the cheap shots, doesn't it?
Big time.
Yeah, I'll buy. I mean, dude.
Buy.
She's averaging 18 and 9. She's not even shooting that well from the three-point line this year, and she's been outstanding.
Triple doubles. Interesting.
She is literally statistically the most accomplished player in history for her sample size. Man, they just hate her, don't they?
For context, I was just trying to look this up in terms of players that were voted ahead of her. Paige Becker, she just got there last week, essentially, as a rookie. Number 2 voted guard in player voting.
They just don't like her.
Yeah.
It's just a jealousy, State Farm commercials, wealth, hanging out at Pacers. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I got 2 more left. We don't have a ton of time, so
it's time for No Context, Buy or Sell.
Buy or sell. Arch Manning is the quarterback in college football you are the most excited to see play in this century.
Buy. Okay.
Buy.
Nope. Hold on. Sell. I thought you were going to say in this decade. In this century?
Century.
Actually, bye. But the problem is,
bye.
It's based on hype as much as it's based on football. Right. Is this all Fichtenbaum's? He is the best quarterback. Did you see this?
I did. Yes, Paul Feinbaum said he is the best.
Did I say Fichtenbaum? Feinbaum.
See, I thought that was your nickname that I just didn't know about. So.
No, it's just
hilarious.
I've met him too. I know him a little. Sorry, Paul.
He said he's the. I think is the most talented or hyped quarterback since
most talented
Tim Tebow. In 06, almost 20 years. This was a big name. I mean,
that worked out great for Timmy.
I thought you were going to say Chase Daniel. Was the most excited you've been to watch a quarterback play.
Buy or sell Chase Daniel is the best backup quarterback in the last 20 years.
Buy!
Yeah.
And financially, especially. I mean, he may be the best.
He crushed it.
One of the best financial moguls in NFL history.
Yeah.
Incredible. He's a good dude.
I knew him in college. I interviewed him when he was a college kid.
Very nice. Look at that. Mizzou. Yeah. Connection going strong.
Kansas City Star. Let's go.
Let's go. And finally, buy
last
or sell.
One. Okay.
You like cold weather cities like the Cleveland Browns putting a dome on their stadium.
Sell.
Well, I wasn't there yet. You heard it.
I assumed.
No, I liked it. I liked it. I like it. No, you got there.
Yeah, I got there.
Yeah.
Were you indecisive there? Or was it kind of like a half?
I was indecisive. Part of the reason. No, I mean, I hate it. I have this whole take that you probably haven't heard that I think that they should do Super Bowls at Lambeau once every 7 years. They should do a cold weather Super Bowl. Like, man up and play football in the snow. Deal with it. But I understand that part of the reason that teams do this is so they can host a Super Bowl eventually. Like, that's part of the deal.